huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Competition is for losers. It's about joint ventures and collaboration. So we need to turn overwhelm into income and omnipresence. This is what we're doing here today. I believe a great way to do that is as follows. Because, look, this isn't a time management summit, but how you manage your time will dictate how you manage your life. And how you manage your time will dictate your results on social media. So if you're scrolling for hours a day and swiping for hours a day and debating and arguing and justifying and complaining for hours a day and commenting for hours a day, you're obviously going to get nothing out of social media except being completely pissed off. Whereas if you are a producer of content on social media more than a consumer of content, and you are on the right channels and creating the right content, you'll get massive time leverage, massive time leverage. And I know about time leverage because I wrote the book on it called Life Leverage, How to Outsource Everything, Create Your Ideal Mobile Lifestyle. So a great way to do this, write this down, this is tactical, is I believe through 70-20-10 time division. And I'm talking specifically about social media because this is a social media summit. So what you do is you start to test all the channels and then you work out what your most effective and productive social media channel is. And you focus 70% of your time on your main social media channel. So in the comments, let me know in the comments right now, what is your main social media channel? Hit me up in the comments, let me know. So the channel that's the most effective for you are your ideal clients. So we've got LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Facebook. So it could be for ideal clients. It could be for engagement. We've got a lot of Instagrams and Facebooks and Clubhouses coming on here. Yeah, okay, keep them coming in. It's interesting. Facebook, yeah. Instagram, Clubhouse, Instagram, Facebook. Okay, cool. So because social media can be overwhelming because there's so many channels, what I believe you should do is focus between 50 and 70% of your time on your main channel in terms of content creation. So for me, in the last 6 months, it's actually been Clubhouse. Before that, it was Facebook. Before that, it was LinkedIn. So you choose that based on the platform you enjoy, the platform you get your clients from, your platform you get the results from, the platform you get the engagement from. Okay, good. And then about 20, 30% of your time, I've done it 70, 20, 10 here, you focus on your next two. So for me, if Clubhouse is my main one, my next two are Facebook and podcast. Although right now I'd argue Instagram is nearly there. So I might say Clubhouse is my main one, Facebook, Instagram, podcast are my secondary. And I'm going to do 20% of my social media time is going to be on that. And then 10% is everything else, LinkedIn and Pinterest and YouTube and whatever else. Now, you choose, and that will change over time. Because what will happen is, like me, I was 70% of my time on Facebook doing Facebook Lives and daily Facebook content. Then the algorithm got changed and the reach went down. My YouTube channel was growing and growing and I was getting millions of views on YouTube. So I was spending then more time on YouTube than I was on Facebook. And over the years, it evolves. And you've, I don't know why I did this. Look at me, so metrosexual, but it does evolve. But the point is, if you stay in the same lane, like, I'm just doing Vine. Do you remember Vine? I'm just doing MySpace. Focus, stay in your lane, they all say. But then you'll go, you're like a dinosaur. You're a social media dinosaur. So you just dance and evolve. So for example, when I was 70% Facebook last December, when Clubhouse came in, I was like, oh, let's try that in my 20 or 10%. Let's have a little test. Oh, shit, this is good. This is good. And there came a time when Clubhouse got so good, I swapped it with Facebook. Now, there's a hack on this, by the way. I'll teach you the hack later. I'll give you a little flavor now. I can't help myself. So a hack is, if I'm, let's say I'm going live on Clubhouse. I'm actually not, because this is a, a unique event for you, and many people have paid premium tickets, for example. But I could go live on Clubhouse going 10 ways to scale on social media, or 10 ways to monetize social media. I start the room. I bring in a couple of guests on the stage. I warm the room up, and I have my other phone here for a Facebook Live, and I have my Rode microphone there, and I hit the Facebook Live. I say the title again. I deliver the content. I'm on Clubhouse. I'm on the Facebook Live, and I'm recording the audio on my Rode there for my podcast. So I've got Clubhouse, podcast, Facebook Live. When the Facebook Live finishes, I hit the upload into HD. That stays there on Facebook. And then I download the recording onto my device. And then I transfer it to myself or my team. And then I've got a YouTube video, a LinkedIn video. And I can really start repurposing. So a hack of 70-20-10 time division is content creation simultaneously. Now, look. I remember doing my first Clubhouse and live at the same time. It was a bit awkward for me. It was like doing this, you know, when you did this at school. But I got used to it. And I'm 8 weeks ahead on my money podcast. So I've got 8 weeks of bank content on my money podcast. Thanks to doing Clubhouse rooms on the subject, getting myself all ready and set up without the Clubhouse room knowing about it, delivering the mini masterclass on Clubhouse, and then recording it for my money podcast. And I mean, it feels so good to be 8 weeks ahead. I'm normally like 8 days behind. I'm not techie. I'm not mega super organized. I'm a multimillionaire. So, you know, there's some upsides. But I just want to let you know that this is for normal, ordinary people. One of my podcasts is called Money. I'm just going to send you the title of it if you want to. And many of you don't know me yet. You might want to consume more of my content. I'm on every social media channel. I've been asked here, Rob, why are you not live on Instagram and Clubhouse? Because this is a special one-off social media summit, and I have premium ticket buyers that are here, for example. So if this was me doing content somewhere, it wasn't a special event, then I would be live on Clubhouse doing an Instagram and a Facebook Live. I actually have three phones now, so I can go Clubhouse. I just put it there on my laptop, and then I go Facebook. And then I go Instagram, and it's just start the room, hit the lives, boom. Now, it took me a few weeks to figure all this out and get comfortable doing it all. And look, some of this might not be level one. It might be level three. But, you know, I just want to bring it for you. But the point of this is it maximizes my time. It leverages my time. And you can do the same as well. Can I ask you all not to contact each other and share emails and links? Otherwise, I might just have to sort of turn the chat off just because it'll be distracting for everyone. I'll tell you what, I'll do that for us in one go. Is that okay? So at some point in one go, I'll let us all share all of our channels together and we can all go and follow each other. I think it's a really good idea. It's just if we're all doing it in the chat, we're going to distract each other. Just give me a yes if that's okay, by the way, because I just want you to have the very best experience. Cool, because I know the chat can sometimes be distracting as well. All right, great. So, I'll find a time where we can all do that and we can all follow each other. And, you know, if I ask you to go on my money podcast or if I ask you to go on my TikTok as a live demo, that's because I want to show you what I'm doing. And if you follow me, you can model. So if you follow me on TikTok, you can model exactly how we're doing our videos and we're modeling the best. And if you listen to my money podcast, you'll hear a money podcast and you'll think, I was in that Clubhouse room 4 weeks ago. So you actually see live how I'm repurposing this content. Now, some people say, yeah, but Rob, doesn't that piss some of your audience off? No, because most of your Clubhouse listeners are not your podcast listeners, who are not your Facebook Live watchers, who are not your summit watchers like you are on here, because people have their own favored channel. And the 20% who are on all of them, they're your super fans anyway. So they're happy. They don't mind getting double, triple, quadruple Rob. Now, I know quadruple Rob is not for everyone, but the point is your super fans don't care. And also, if they heard it a year ago, they might have forgotten, or they might think, oh, this is a good recap. I forgot about this really good content. Okay, great. I will do some Q&As, but I'll probably do them periodically in little sections. So save your questions up until we do a Q&A session. Okay, next then, post allocation. So I'm hardcore into content here, by the way. People always ask me, I don't know what to post. I don't know when to post it. I don't know how much of me I should post. I don't know how vulnerable I should be, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I've worked out, if you want to be a content creator that generates income and you've got a niche or a business model, I think, and I've done years of testing, I've done thousands of live videos, thousands of pieces of content. So believe you me, I've made loads of mistakes and tested this a lot. So there are four main types of content that you can post. One of them is content on brand, i.e. information, education, etc. in your niche. One of them is personal stuff, you know, stuff about you, so they get to know you a bit more. One of them is what I call engagement jacking, which is you're really just trying to get comments and hack the algorithm and make a load of noise so that you can get good reach, so that your content and personal posts can actually get seen. And then the fourth main type of post is a sales post, a commercial post, where you're asking them to pay some money, make a next action, join an event or whatever. So let's just say they get content, personal, engagement, and commercial. Content, personal, engagement, commercial. Now, there's loads of other. So someone said, what about charity? I'd probably put that in personal because that's kind of more about you behind the scenes. All right. So I recommend 80% of your posts are content on niche. 10% of your posts are personal, about you, vulnerable, behind the scenes. So what do people love? Look, I'm just going to tell you what people like. I'm going to tell you what I get loads of engagement on. I'm not necessarily saying I like it, but they do like it when I do posts about my Alexander McQueen jackets. I've got £250,000 hi-fi there with all my vinyl collection. They seem to like that. They like the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris and the Aerial Atoms. They like the UK Mod Squad photos and the events that we go to and the places that I go. They like when I'm with celebrities or big influencers and people. They like the kids stuff. We do kids' lives. They love that. My kids' lives are usually more attended than my lives. So this is personal kind of stuff. If I'm in therapy, if I'm having a hard time, if, you know, I'm sharing my challenges, if I'm really open and vulnerable, I've tested all this stuff and this gets really good engagement. So that's 10% of your posts. Why not 50% of your posts? Because it's too much. Why not 0% of your posts? Because it's too cold. Now, by the way, some of your content could also be personal woven in. So your 80 and 10 could kind of be a bit of a hybrid. And then 5% of the time engagement and 5% of the time selling. So, you know, for every, 20 posts, you got about 15 content, about 3 of personal, about 1 of engagement and about 1 of selling. Now, if you don't post that much, you could do 6-2-1-1. 6 out of 10 is content, 2 out of 10 is personal, 1 is engagement, and 1 is selling. Now, you know if people sell 9 posts out of 10, it pisses you off. You know if they're just engagement jacking 9 posts out of 10, it pisses you off. You know if they talk about themselves all the time, it pisses you off. But you also know if it's just content, you're like, I don't really know much about this person. They're a bit cold. There's a bit of distance. And if you keep posting content and you're not hacking the engagement, then you're posting content but not getting much engagement. Now, the new world of social media is that competition is for losers, as Dan Hardy says. It's about joint ventures and collaborations. So I'm going to give you a few ways you can do this. Are you ready? Write them down. In fact, you know what? I'll put it in the comments as I speak. Okay. Right. So we've got podcasts. On podcasts, you can interview someone. They can interview you. You've got split screen lives on Instagram, and that can be up to 4 people. You've got TikTok split lives. You've got Facebook lives. You've got email send swaps. You've got content shares. You share their content. They share your content. There you go. There are just some of the ways you can collaborate with people. The more people you collaborate with, the more of their audiences you reach. And also the more content you're collating and the more you'll grow. Okay, podcast, split screen lives on Instagram, TikTok split lives, Facebook lives, email send swap, content shares. I mean, there's more, but just sort of getting you started on that. Okay, great. Now, I'm going to come back to this. It's a little hack. I'm going to tell you it now, but I'll detail it later. And that is, you can create free content. So articles, posts, story bridge offers, content bridge offers. I'll tell you what they are in a moment. You can create content on organic social media. So you can do an Instagram live. You can, I don't know why I did that. You can do an Instagram live. You can do a LinkedIn article. You can do a blog post. You can do a Facebook post. And you test content on free channels. And then what do? With the content that gets really good engagement? You turn it into a paid ad. Why? Because you're going to get a load of leads and opt-ins on a proven piece of copy, a proven ad. Now, you've got two choices. Well, you've got three choices. One, never do paid ads. Problem with never doing paid ads is you can't hack growth. Two is test on paid ads. Problem with just testing on paid ads, you've got to spend thousands of pounds to fail on your content to then test what works and then finally find something that works after wasting thousands of dollars. Option three, the smart play, the Rob way, the leveraged way, is write some posts on social media and then ones that work and get really good engagement and good shares, you take them and you tweak them and you turn them into an ad with a call to action at the bottom. There you go. Smart little hack there. So this is a great way to monetize and to scale free content. Wow, look at the time. Holy smoke. Okay, I just get excited about all this. Right, warning, you must embrace short form. Warning, you must embrace short form. For those of you that didn't go to my TikTok, go to my TikTok right now. Follow me there. Short form content. I have not posted content on TikTok that's more than what? 30 seconds long? A lot of it is 15 seconds long. Let's get some biggies out for you. 18,100. Only been doing TikTok 6 months. 205,000. 27,000, 42,000, 97,000, 254,000, 44,000, 186,000, 427,000, 206,000, 144,000, 10,000, 220,000, 418,000, 746,000, 894,000, 22,000, 781,000. Do you want to know about this as well, this short form content on TikTok? Make sure you follow me because you can model this. This is another little, this is awesome. None of this is original content. None of this is original content. It's content repurposed from podcasts. I'm going to teach you that in the next but one session. So stick with me on that.
Hey, it's Rob again, and I need to own up to something. Entrepreneurs don't celebrate enough. I bet you don't. I know I don't. And we went through the 5-year anniversary of the Disruptive Entrepreneur, which is a massive achievement. And the 600th episode, which again, how many podcasts have done 600 episodes? And we didn't even celebrate. So I want to celebrate the 600th episode and the 5-year anniversary with you. We have something new and special that I think you're going to love. Now, many of you who listen, you're on my Facebook supporter program. You get 10 pieces of content with me as a bonus over and above what the general public get. We have supporter-only meetups, socials, dinners. I do Ask Me Anythings every sort of 2 weeks or so live. We do Make Cash and social media challenges. You get discounts. You get to come to events and you get premium ticket upgrades and so much more. But what I've done to celebrate the 5-year anniversary, the 600th episode, is actually created a decentralized platform called rob.team. Many of you don't use Facebook. We're in a more modern decentralized age now. So if you go right now to rob.team, www.rob.team, you can join my supporter and rob.team program. You can choose whether you enroll on Facebook or the non-native decentralized platform that I've built specially for you. And for just £5 or $5 a month, cancel anytime. You get 10 premium pieces of content from me you don't get anywhere else, deep dive content. You get supporter and team only meetups, socials and dinners throughout the year. 2 weekly Ask Me Anything Live that I don't do in any public situation anymore. We do 7-day challenges about 5 times a year. Make cash challenges, social media challenges. You get premium ticket upgrades, special discounts. I have three Facebook account managers. We often have Zoom meetings with them, and then we update you sort of from the horse's mouth live what they shared with us. Whenever we do events and webinars, we never do replays or recordings. But as a supporter and team member, you get those free. You get an extra 10% discount off any of my trainings. And get this, if you're one of the first 60, I can't do 600, you'll see why, then I'm actually going to do a 15-minute one-to-one personal call with you. And if you're one of the first 256, I've just set up a brand new Rob.team WhatsApp group where you'll get my mobile number and, you know, we can share strategies and tactics together. So go right now to www.rob.team. That's www.rob.team. First 50, get a 15-minute one-to-one call with me. I'm going to do that after your first month subscription. And, you know, it's going to take me a bit of time to do that, but I'll do it. I'm a man of my word. And the first 256, you get into the Rob.team supporters only WhatsApp group. There's loads of bonuses in there. This program has been running for 2 years. My six-stage, seven-figure launch formula, which was a paid-for course, it's in there. How to write a best-selling book course is in there. PAVA and social media manager and brand manager documents and job descriptions are in there. Marketing KPIs documents are in there. How to dramatically increase your fees. The book I'm writing, the up-to-date version, is in there. There's so much content. It's only £5 or $5 a month. And I'm adding this new platform, Rob.team, to celebrate the 5th year anniversary and the 600 episodes. And first 60, 15-minute one-to-one call with me. First 256, get into the exclusive WhatsApp group. So be quick, go now, because we have millions of subscribers and downloads and views a week now for the Disruptive Entrepreneur Show across all platforms. So see you there at www.rob.team. Go now.